Let's do it.
Oh, this feels like a football Friday, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, it does. It's cold.
This feels like a football Friday.
Now, guess what I was greeted to when I came in today?
Oh, let me hear it.
First of all, I scared Gerald the earliest. It's a new.
That today at like 5:39 a.m., which I was like, oh my God. You're going to give him a heart attack.
I only work because he screams.
Next, he's going to start scaring him during his TV hits.
He screams like a girl.
He really does.
He goes,
We should record it one time.
We have recordings.
No. But I need you to like go out there with like a recorder so we can play for the radio.
Oh. So, that wasn't the scary part. I was greeted at the gate by two coworkers.
Oh.
Who just got back from Art Basel.
Like, they just...
They just finished Art Basel?
Yes.
And Power 96 people?
No. They said they're going to go sleep in the green room. They don't work until 9.
Oh.
Workers. Yes, like regular, ordinary people.
Let me tell you something. This Art Basel's gotten out of hand. So you remember we talked about
the banana! Yeah. 110,000!
Yes.
Let me tell you, stupid
we
people.
We talked about this yesterday. So yesterday, Will Manso was out gallivanting around Art Basel, and he put up this photo on Instagram of a banana duct taped to a blank canvas. This piece has sold for, you say 110, I thought it was 120.
Oh, okay, let me ask you something. Once you get past $10, it don't matter, okay? Let me tell you something, folks. I got 17 replicas at home. I just bought a bunch of bananas. I can make this happen. All you need to do is hit me up on Twitter, right? And we can work something out. But look, I mean, he doesn't have a patent on it, right?
Must be desperate for some potassium.
I don't know.
No, it's an old banana. It ain't even a fresh one. What do you do when the banana goes bad?
I don't know. I don't get it. I don't understand. All respect to these people. They all look like fine individuals, all right? All these artists. Because I was gallivanting around last night. Did a little. Yeah.
You came down
not,
here?
Not last night. I said, I'm sorry. Yeah, oh, I said after the show. After the show. And not even just in the parking lot. Like, there's galleries all around our building right now.
Right.
Look, man, I don't get it. There is one that is just, it's an entire canvas, and it's just yarn. Yarn! Like, I don't understand. What is this?
It's like we're in the long line of work.
One guy just has... He literally just made a bridge of paint cans. I'm like, all right. Some people I respect... You know, there'll be people who, like, paint some stuff, like, you know, like, characters or abstract. I don't know what the hell they call them. Like, oh, that's talent. That's cool. That took some time.
You know what I found amusing and I found very talented? The guy that plays music... and spins the canvas around and draws a picture, and at the end, Elvis Presley. You ever seen that guy?
Yes.
Right. That's talent. Not a banana on a damn canvas, but what do I know?
It feels like these bleep holes sit around a room and they're just like, how can I trick rich people? How can I trick rich people?
There you go.
Because they're just going, because what's going to happen is
Wait.
Some Jeffrey Loria is going to waltz in there and they're like, boys! I present to you potassium.
Wait, you think Amber bought one for the Wilsons?
Oh, the Wilsons strike me as very Art Basel. Very Art Basel.
Oh, she probably bought some for Art Basel Baby and Me.
Like, for sure already Amber has the painted portrait of her, Soccer Boy, and Young Cullen above the fireplace, right?
Oh,
That's already happened.
Now, see... We have paintings of our family, too, but the caricatures that we got at the fair. not serious work.
Oh, no. It's got, like, the gold trimming. Let's get the headlines.
This our is face is drawn on balloons. AM South Miami and WSFS-FM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Wonder how much you get for a painting of Jerry Jones's horrible face.
Oh, that'll sell.
Woof.
tape a banana to his face.
Crazy.
It is a Football Friday brought to you by Yuengling. Be as bold as those who drink it. Tap in your inner eagle. Yuengling, spread your wings. Please drink responsibly. I'm sure there's a lot of people tapping into their inner eagle with this Art Basel going on.
Dude, it is something. Like, I was starting to see some of the artists yesturday. They were out there painting. I'm just like,
did they have like the little cigar with the thing and the hat?
A lot of them had torn clothes. That was a big look for them. What do you got, Robbie?
Well, before we get to actual football headlines, I have a question, because this is me not being plugged into social media.
Yep.
And apparently Zach Duarte was talking about this on the show last night, but apparently there's some massive outrage over this Peloton commercial.
Yeah, here's what it is. So the commercial is a husband gets a wife who's in good shape. Like, she is not.
It's the same Peloton commercial we see all the time, that with the lady, how they changed
Thank
her
you,
life.
Thank you, it changed her life. That one?
I don't know. I don't know what the original one is. This one is him getting her a Peloton bike for Christmas.
Yes.
And she is, she's like doing selfies and
yes,
like,
this is.
I can do it. And she looks very like miserable. Like, she's like, yay. And so apparently, like, Peloton is, a lot of people have been outraged because.
Oh, her husband got it saying, you need to get in shape or something like that.
The person in the commercial was already in good shape. It wasn't.
Right. Yeah, I don't understand it. I don't know. I don't really understand the outrage about it, because who cares? Well, and I don't really understand. And I don't really understand, because it's not like. It's not like his wife was a big fat fatty, and then like he made her diet down to. She was already skinny. Maybe she likes to exercise. I don't know.
I mean, yeah, she was excited to have the bike.
Let me tell you something. I see some of these people at the gym. The gym is their event of the day.
Yes,
it is. It is.
Yes.
These ladies are wearing like the craziest outfits. I saw yesterday one dude looking like Liu Kang at the gym. Like, he's got the Mortal Kombat pants, and he's got them in every type of color. He'll come in full karate mode, but he looks like he's ready to go fight Mortal Kombat.
Right.
And he's out there, he's doing like he's making these sounds as he's up on the.
So, in other words, you would pick him against.
Well, I've already said this. Like, there was one time when I went to, back at the North Miami one, where there was a dude who was literally doing nunchucks on the heavy bag. But this guy's a different getup. This is in the Lake Worth one, and he is just like at the what the hell is it? The cross cables.
Yeah, the cables.
But he's just
right.
Taking one cable and he's working on his punches. Yeah, he's ready for the apocalypse.
So you think he could kick Chuck Norris's ass?
If you wear pants like that, you better be able to kick Chuck Norris's ass. I got to take a picture of these. I'm taking a picture of them today when I see him.
Right.
Anyways, last night the Cowboys. Oh, bro, they lost again.
Bruh. Oh, bruh, is the right way to put it.
It got pounded.
I don't, like, what?
That should have just been Jason Garrett's post-game press conference. Bruh.
Question. Oh, I'm going to just throw this out there.
Okay.
Because we tend to pick our quarterbacks after 3 days of playing quarterback. There's a couple of quarterbacks that have been on their team for a while, and I would like you guys to let me know if you think they are franchise quarterbacks. Not based on what you hear, but what you have seen. All right? Let's start with quarterback that we've seen. Okay. Sam Darnold.
No.
You can't. Josh
but
he, Allen.
But he's also got no chance.
He's hampered by Gase.
He's also got no shot now.
Josh
so
Allen.
I feel bad for him.
Josh Allen. So, who's known for running more than throw?
Yeah, but.
Give him time. You can give him more time.
I'm not ready to book it yet.
Carson Wentz.
No. No, he lost to the Dolphins.
Jared Goff.
No, he's a product of Boy Wonder.
Dak Prescott.
Nah.
Okay, you see where I'm going with this? You see where I'm going with this? Let me just put it this way.
You know what, though? He's already got, like, Dak Prescott, he has Cowboys factor. Cowboys factor is going to make you overrated.
But again, my point being is that without having any information on these young quarterbacks, we have deemed them the future of that franchise. And I'm not saying that they are or they aren't, but for so long with Ryan Tannehill, I said you can't tell, right? You couldn't tell based on what was around him. Now, of all those teams, the guy who should look the most based on his surroundings is Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
And he's throwing dunks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, did he hit any player in stride last night?
I think the thing that happened with Dak, though, is they spent all offseason. Like, it's not – that wasn't the media pumping him up. That was his own franchise.
Oh, no, but again, he's still – like, man, if that was it – hold on. How would the media have handled that if that were Tony Romo?
Oh, he'd be getting killed.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, look – Dak Prescott waltzed into the league. They were already like they were like they couldn't wait to get rid of Tony Romo.
Exactly.
What else
exactly.
You got, Robbie?
Yeah, about Dak Prescott, 27-49 for 334 yards. I'm sure a lot of that was a garbage time at the end of the game yesterday. But the Heat, they are back in action tonight.
Yeah,
makes me happier. Felt empty last night.
Taking a TCB game against the Washington Wizards at home. Tip off from the American Airlines Arena is at 8:00.
Maybe it's a.
Revenge game?
No. Maybe it's an interview for one Bradley Beal.
Nah, he's locked in.
He made his choice.
Wow!
He made his choice.
What?
He signed a massive extension. They can't trade for him this year.
Made his choice.
Wait.
Enjoy us on vacation. Go to Art Basel.
Why are you so?
Made his choice. Enjoy it.
All right.
Maybe the power
did
of
Did we dodge
Beach?
That bullet?
They won last night, though.
They beat the Sixers.
They beat the Sixers.
Ooh!
So they're coming in on a back to back. So
was that at home or did they play the Sixers at home or on the road? Because I think the 76ers are undefeated at home, right?
Yes,
I've never seen so many teams undefeated at home this late.
Yeah, Sixers are undefeated at home, 5-7 on the road.
A pretty mediocre on the road.
That's below average. Mediocre.
But yeah, 7:00 JetBlue Vacations get started right here on the ticket. I assume it's still ISO Tig.
I believe it's still ISO Tig. I think it's ISO Tig through the Bulls game, I think.
Through the Bulls game on Sunday, which, by the way, I'll be on heat duty for that Bulls game.
Will you? Yeah. I'll be on heat duty as well. I believe I'm supposed to join the pregame show. Right?
Whoa.
What?
I'm going to be at the arena, Tommy. He's like, hey, you want to drop by and do the pregame show with me for a segment? I said, absolutely, baby. Whatever you need.
I don't understand. You?
Yeah, what about me?
Are you going to go full heel?
I'm a pro's pro.
Are you going to go full heel or are you going to be a professional?
You lead the league in Heat Weekly.
I do.
I know. Holy smokes.
I'm a pro's pro.
You are never more than Zazz this month.
No, definitely. Tommy likes me better.
That guy's a pro's pro. You can't be in there with no shenanigans.
Nope.
You got to be all business.
What else you got, Robbie?
Hey, by the way, congratulations.
There's the commercial.
Oh, I've seen this commercial thousands of times. Why is it now controversy?
You know what, though? I feel like it doesn't feel like in some way this will benefit Peloton because it's such a known commercial, even with like the outrage backlash. Some people will be like, Peloton. Like, let's roll. I don't know.
I pulled up the website.
It's not an offensive commercial. It's a terrible gift. Like, I would never get my wife an exercise bike.
Kick your ass.
As a Christmas gift. That's a terrible gift, but it's not offensive to me. But what do I know? I don't know.
You can't take that chance.
It's more offensive to me that somebody spent $120,000 on a banana at Art Basel than 100 Peloton commercials.
Right.
Dude, 120. You could buy, like, I don't know how many Peloton bikes you could buy with
120. You could buy 60.
You could buy 60 Peloton bikes as opposed to one taped banana.
Maybe want a little less.
What is the deal with the Peloton bike? Is it you could just what are you like biking with the goats in the Alps?
Well,
like,
here's the new thing in fitness is it's connected to Wi-Fi.
Okay.
So you can actually how you go to the gym and do spin class?
Yeah.
You can actually pull it up on the Peloton.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna respect a computer gym class. No,
but it's a person.
They can't see me.
Right, no, they can't see you. But they also have one now that it looks like a Bowflex or the one with the cables,
mm-hmm.
and you put it on the wall, same thing.
You know what?
Like they take you through an actual workout with a person doing.
You know what I saw that just opened fitness wise? Mayweather just opened up his boxing gyms. What's membership got to be there? Like 9,000 a month?
I mean, it's cheaper than that taped banana.
I mean, that's true. I saw Mayweather's down here in Miami. I guess I don't know if he's here for Art Basel. But the thing that's great about it is this was once revealed on an ESPN feature on him that he matches his automobiles all to the city that he's in.
So he knows where he is based on the color.
So he knows where he is. And so he goes, yep, you got to have that Miami white. You know why. That cocaína. I'm like, all right, shout out Floyd. Just having a good time. Anything else, Robbie, before he gets 50 minutes?
Yeah, and I'm sure we'll get into this. But Tua, he had his press conference yesterday, and he says it'll be tough to pass up on the opportunity to go pro if he had assurances that he'd be taking in the top 15.
All right. We'll get into a little bit of that for sure. We got a very, very packed show today. Of course, we got the Magnificent Seven.
Yeah.
The Friday. It's not Friday till you have the Magnificent Seven, truly. It truly is not.
Leroy got a four-down territory.
Leroy's got some four-down territory. We got some tickets to Santa's Enchanted Forest. I'm going to Santa's Enchanted Forest today. I'm going.
So you're going to drive all the way up, then all the way back down?
Yeah.
We always do this every
time.
You do
this all the time. Wait.
Such is life.
Isn't the Heat game tonight?
I'm not going tonight.
Oh, you going Sunday?
I'm not going. I don't make it out to a lot of Friday night, Friday, Saturday. Those are family days, so I don't make it out to a lot of Heat games Friday, Saturday.
You watch boxing. I mean, you watch MMA, UFC,
packed day
boxing.
Tomorrow. Packed day
all in midday.
Yep.
What are you gonna do about championship Saturday?
Oh yeah, two screens.
His football starts at what? 12?
There's a huge.
There's one tonight.
There's a huge notepad game with LSU and Georgia. And then you got a notepad game tonight with Oregon and Utah.
How we feeling about Utah? Because if Georgia loses, Utah could very well get in.
Utah's got the Hallandale three. The quarterback Tyler Huntley, the running back Zach Moss, and there's another guy on their team. All came from Hallandale High here.
Really?
Yeah, they all wanted to go to the Miami, and they said no.
There you go. No,
oh
look.
Oh my God.
No. There you go. Now, hold on. Hold on. Let me just make this point.
That is awesome.
Let me just make this point.
We got to get to break. I can't have you go on a Miami anti-Miami rant. We got to get
fine.
Next.
Save it. Well, you know what? I'll allow you to do it next. We'll push 15 minutes eat to the third segment of the hour. Leroy, another Miami rant. Next. Oh, it's my guy.
Yeah.
I love Phil Collins.
But this is not Phil Collins.
This is
Genesis.
Whatever. He carried them.
This is the I remember this video.
Nope.
It was a bunch of Muppets.
Yeah.
And the president pushed the red button.
No, I don't remember that. That's awesome, though.
Giant Muppets. And they're all in the bed.
We'll get to 15 minutes eat. We don't want to do it here, but we're going to do it in about... I'd say like 10 minutes. I got Harold Calderon, by the way. He's got a fight coming up next week. He's going to join us in the studio today.
Oh, really?
So we'll talk to Harold.
What is he, like 75-0? Isn't it time for him to like get a chance?
He is. He's 21-0. He's now ranked in the top 15. So he is.
As soon as he gets in the top 10?
Yeah.
But how many more fights?
Hopefully a couple, man. I know that he just signed with this big agency, so hopefully they can get him some more connects. That's what that's all about, man.
Yeah.
Like, if you sign with the right people, it's so important. It's crazy. So we'll talk to him in like the 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah, and I noticed right after the Magnificent Seven. I remember last time I did a Magnificent Seven, there was a couple fighters in here waiting to come up next, and they're standing here waiting, listening to the Magnificent Seven.
I felt like you had more edge to you.
Yeah.
That was scared. He was scared. He was doing the Magnificent Seven scared.
Was that the kickboxer that we had in?
Yeah, I think it was
Ace Ten Pal.
Ace Ten Pal. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that guy. That he was the one who kicked Leroy right in the head.
That's right.
Oh, okay. How old is he? 25.
I don't remember.
Okay. 80-year-old Chuck Norris ain't going. He may be able to get his leg up that high.
I was killing myself yesterday about the whole Chuck Liddell, Tito Ortiz thing. I can't believe I called him Chuck.
You call him his arch nemesis.
That's so bad.
So bad.
Might as well have called Superman Lex.
Oh,
all
no.
Right, so Robbie had just told us in the last commercial or in the last segment that Utah has the Hallandale Three. That's what they're known as?
The Hallandale Trio, yes.
The Hallandale Trio. So this is their running back, their quarterback,
and
one of the wide receivers. They all wanted to go to the U, Miami, and now they play at the other U,
Utah,
which right now is more deserving of the title of the U, quite frankly.
To be fair, the running back, Zach Moss, was committed to Miami, but then he decommitted because that was right after that golden snafu, that whole thing. But
that's understandable.
But the other two teammates were already committed to Utah at the time.
They were recruited about the time where Al Golden was obsessed with New Jersey.
Yes, and then he got fired, and then they were in transition. And
So what do you think of this, Leroy?
Oh, okay. Like, I've turned on the TV too many times. And this is even back with Lamar Jackson. This is back with so many guys that are from down here. And the one thing I hear a lot of is, oh, I wanted to go to Miami, they didn't want me. How many times have you heard that?
A lot.
And then after that, people down here then complain about the kids down here going somewhere else.
Well, correct my history. Did the backup quarterback of the New Orleans Saints, a.k.a. Teddy Bridgewater?
Bridgewater!
Didn't he want to originally go here?
He was committed, and then Randy Shannon got fired. The same thing happened with Zach Moss. A coaching transition changes everything.
Yeah, it does.
So, enough of it. I'm so sick of hearing all these reasons as to why the kids don't go to school down here.
Remember when Teddy Bridgewater did the throat slash?
I remember that. Yeah. In the bowl game.
Revenge game.
Come on, man. Get out of here with that. I'm tired of hearing it.
Well, I remember we had this big debate when we were in Vegas last time, because remember Manny had that quote about, we're not going to beg anybody to stay here?
And I said, you better start begging. You better beg everybody, because clearly they're going somewhere else and having success. Now, I get what everybody says about Florida, and that's fine. Right? I get it. Whole bunch of talent down here. Okay? But I hear a lot. We all hear a lot of, I wanted to go to Miami. They didn't want me. So what do you have to say about that? Yeah, what do people say about
that? And by the way, hey, secret's out. There's a lot of talent down here. There's a reason you see billboards for every other school down here.
Right.
Because they know. They know. I tell you what, I get a call every time dude is in town. I get a call from Oregon's SID to have Chris DeBall on the show. Why? Because he wants to be on the air to get plugs, just to know that he's in the area.
Yep. Ooh,
He's also a guy. He's from down here, but even still, that's a guy who's aware. I'm gonna get my voice out there, let people know. Hey, I'm just in the area.
And what kind of offense do they run?
Fast.
Like, does that not fit? If you told me Oregon was Miami, it would fit better, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm. With how the style of football that they play.
I think Cristobal's still beefing with Joe, so he can only come on here.
Is he beefing with Joe?
I remember Joe ripped him on the ear several years ago, really badly when he was at Alabama as an assistant. And Cristobal, it was a long outstanding beef. I was an intern at the time. And Cristobal was listening. He's like, hey, man, do we have a problem or whatever? It was a national beef. So I don't know if Joe will ever have Cristobal on.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. Of course you would think that's awesome.
I do find that awesome.
Right.
I do find that awesome.
Yeah. Tito would have kicked your ass if y'all was face to face. Called him Chuck. Everybody else would have said, ooh, that's awesome.
They would have.
Not awesome, but
I would have deserved it. Now, I think it was okay, because I feel like he was half paying attention anyway.
I know. Whoever trains the hardest. Dude, I'm 50. I ain't training. I'm just kicking ass.
All right, we'll get into 15 minutes of heat coming up next.
15 minutes of heat.
Brought to you by BrandsMart USA. Buying the BrandsMart way for the holiday season means the lowest prices and the largest selections of TVs, appliances, mattresses, cell phones, and more. Visit your local BrandsMart USA store today. Miami Heat back in action tonight. They are taking on the Washington Wizards. TCB starts up four-game homestand for your Miami Heat. Welcoming in the Wizards. You're not going to have Goran Dragic. We heard from Ira yesterday. It sounds like Goran's probably going to be out for this entire homestand. They're really going to be cautious with him. Obviously, Goran had a really bad knee injury last year. So with a guy 33 years old, he's been sensational. You think that's going to be an important piece for you. It seems ill-advised to come and bring him out, especially any time before the Lakers game. You should be able to handle the next three teams without Goran Dragic, one way or the other.
By the way, there is no line yet. I mean, there's a consensus line on Odd Chart that the Heat are 10.5-point favorites type, but there's no actual line that you could bet on as of right now.
Yeah, there's questions on Justice Winslow. I saw with his back injury. I don't know if that's enough to swing the line one way or the other. But Washington is coming off a win yesterday. They took on the 76ers, got themselves a W. Bradley Beal last night, he had 26 points, 10 rebounds. Then they had their young rookie, Rui Hachimura, who had 27 points, 7 rebounds. I feel like he's had a couple of beast games in a row. And it's a guy who's, he's from Japan. He hasn't even had that much basketball experience, but they obviously are. That's kind of been the weird thing. Like, a lot of these guys, they're just kind of plucking out of different parts of the world, and they're just like, listen, you're an athletic freak. We'll figure it out. Come play basketball. You'll figure it out in 4 years.
That happens a lot, especially in basketball.
Yeah.
Like, you're 7 foot and look athletic. We'll teach you.
Greek Come Freak. On. Go look at some of the old footage of Greek Freak and some of the basketball he was playing back in Europe, and now
or
see what he
look
is
at
today.
His brother.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Pascal Siakam. Like, it's all, like, they're just, it's crazy. It's crazy.
But, I mean, to be honest with you, that's where you give credit to the organizations and the coaches.
Sure.
Because not everybody has the wherewithal to see that and to know. I don't think they thought that this is what he would become, you know, an MVP. But I do know that they saw something and said, you know what, this guy can help us.
It's certainly did. And by the way, we want to give a quick shout out to the Spolstras, Eric and Nikki Spolstra.
Congratulations.
They welcomed in their second baby boy 2 days ago, I guess it would be. They announced it yesterday, so congratulations. That's obviously, Eric missed the game against the Boston Celtics, understandably so. And
is he back?
I think he is back. Yeah, all right. I think he is back. So he's ready to roll for tonight. But one of the things, can you get this the sound, Robbie? So there's been some national praise coming the Heat's way from a former enemy. I think you would say. He even admitted on this podcast he thinks that he's looked upon as an adversary. There's no looked upon. You are definitely an adversary, and that is Brian Windhorst. Brian Windhorst.
Tool of the Week Hall of Famer.
Tool of the Week Hall of Famer. He had some things to say as far as the Heat are concerned. And listen, Windy's just flat out saying, from what he's seen with the Heat this year, he believes they're back. He believes that the Heat, Leroy, he was out there and he's declaring that the Heat are back. And
yeah.
So he's out there feeling froggy. He's like, hey, you know what? I'm seeing Jimmy Butler, what he's doing. Seeing what the youth is doing all together. And he's feeling swaggery about the Heat. I'm telling you.
The one thing about those guys, like, he could change his position tomorrow and it just go unnoticed.
I mean, who just changes their takes? That's not a thing you should do.
They've gotten back to what they do, which is getting stars like Jimmy Butler. They won him over. And the other thing they've always been able to do is develop, you know, these young players. And the drafting of Bam Adebayo was a pivot moment in this franchise. They drafted him midway through the lottery, beautiful draft pick, developed him great, drafted Tyler Hero midway through the lottery. He's developing very well, went out and found some diamonds in the rough, Kendrick Nunn, Duncan Robinson, and now the Heat are on their way back. And so regardless of where they are this year, although this is a great step forward year, in my mind, the Heat are back to being the Heat, chasing stars and developing diamonds in the rough. This is who they have been. They have not been a let's sign guys on their third or fourth team to the biggest contracts in their careers, which is what they, you know, took leave of themselves and did in 16 and 17. And so that storyline is definitely something to watch, because when the Heat are at full operational power, they are a beast, and we've seen it for decades.
Ooh, talk nasty to me, Windhorst.
Had to damn near be undefeated in the beginning of the season for him to, like, you have to say something nice.
I see, like, all these national podcasts. I was like, oh, man, they actually talked about the Heat. I was like, God, thank you. Can we get something besides Luka Doncic for, like, 3 seconds?
I mean, but he has been really
good. I know he's been good, but God, I mean, like, how many episodes can we talk about how great Luka Doncic is? Let me get a little Heat love out here, man.
I would rather... Like, I don't want Jimmy Butler to have to score 37 unless it's in the playoffs, right? I would much rather have the type of games that they've been having where, you know, everybody's getting like 10, 15 shots.
Right.
And the three-point guys, if they get hot, they might make 4 or 5 three-pointers. Jimmy Butler's getting to the line. Guys are doing – like, that's more of a complete team that – has the capabilities going far, because there's only a handful of teams that have that guy.
Well, I think the thing that does have to happen for this team, especially the nights where there's rough shooting nights, is you know Bam's getting a lot of praise this week, and you know we obviously love him. You know, we've been on the Bam train before everybody else, basically. And the thing that's interesting about it is, okay, now you're getting the praise where you're having the national pundits say, you know, you're this, and Charles Barkley Hall of Famer's calling you a monster, and you're getting all this stuff. But Jimmy needs you. Like there's got to be nights where when he's out there and you're struggling for shots, like you need to put your head down and get in the post and get back to the free throw line a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. Like he has many times this season, but that needs to become such a regular occurrence for this team to be successful and do anything, because if everyone's looking to you as the second best guy on the team, and really the catalyst for a lot of your offense.
But is he the second best guy?
Maybe I'll put second best, second most important.
He might be the second most important, but not the second best scorer.
No, second best scorer is Goran.
Right. And so from that standpoint, he's one of those guys where you can't just look at how many points he scored and how many rebounds he had.
Maybe not, but like in a night where they didn't have Goran Dragic and Kelly Olynyk is the second leading scorer with 12 points. Like
it's the 12 points. It's not who it is. You see what I'm saying? More than anything, it's the second leading scorer only had 12 points. That's the rough part of that.
Right, but I think when you're getting all of the attention now and people are going to be targeting you more, it's going to be interesting seeing how he handles that, because I do think there are going to be nights where plenty of nights you can rely usually on two guys. Like when you look at the Lakers, their two guys they rely on are LeBron and AD. Their third leading scorer is Kuzma with like 11 points a game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not asking Bam to go out there and score 25, but I think there's got to be nights where, you know, because those two guys I think have such an ability to draw fouls and get to the line, I think that needs to become even more of a regular thing, that those steps. Now, I'm not expecting it to be in November of this year, but
right.
I think as the
at
year
some
goes
point
on,
because I don't think that's his game right now. It has nothing to do with, you know, his role on the team isn't when it's scoring, it's by accident, it's by putbacks, it's about alley-oops, it's about stuff like that. It's not because he needs to score and ends up scoring. It just kind of happens. Whereas Goran, you could put Goran in there and say, hey, go get us buckets. We're a little slow. We need the spark. Now, here's the problem. We have that guy. We have those guys. We have three guys who are basically, in effect, what Goran can do. That is Tyler Hero. That is Kendrick Nunn. And he's struggling a little bit as of late. And so that's why, you know, you're kind of talking about Bam that way. But we have guys. The other guy is eating popcorn on the bench next to UD.
Yes.
So.
No, not next to UD.
Oh, no, they put him close to the coach. Yeah. My bad. I just wanted to say that UD was sitting
minus
on
one.
Yeah. Okay.
Such a bastard.
But so from that standpoint, their roster is set up with guys like that. But Tyler's not starting. Tyler, you know, and Kendrick Nunn is struggling. When Kendrick Nunn's not struggling, he's usually the guy that's right around 20 points. Then you have Goran coming off the bench that's 15, 20 points. So you have your scoring. It's because Goran's out, Kendrick Nunn is struggling. So in effect, you're not just losing a second score. You're losing two of your top three scores.
Mm-hmm.
And that is more the issue than anything, because, you know, to say Bam could score more points, that's not his thing. That's not what he's asked to do.
It's not, but I don't think anybody would look at Siakam last year and say that was his thing, that he would score. Like, he'd start scoring a little bit more, and then now he's scoring even more. So,
yeah. I see what you're saying.
I don't want to put a cap on the guy.
I'm not putting a cap on him, but I see what you're saying, that he went from being the third, you know, the third option, because they had Kawhi and then they had Lowry and they had a couple other guys. He was maybe third or fourth option, but he'd blow up every now and then, right? To now the leading scorer, and that's partly because Lowry's been out for a while.
Right.
But you think Bam's game is like that? You think Bam's game is similar to Siakam's? Because Siakam's a wing player. And Bam's more a mid-range paint player.
Right now.
You think he's going to – I mean, but Siakam's always been
– Yeah, but Siakam's 25, Bam's 22.
No. All I'm saying is Siakam has always been that wing guy. Bam, you know, I get he's young, and I'm not disputing that. But what I'm saying is what his game has been to this point is nowhere near where Siakam started. Now, could he end up there? Sure, because he's got he can handle the ball. He has handled the ball. You can almost run offense from the top of the key with him. He's just not been a distant shooter. So if he acquires, if he gets that, then okay, I could see it. But as of right now, I don't see him being Siakam simply because Siakam started on the wing.
Robbie, can you give me a little bit more from this Windhorse podcast? Is he's given more praise to Bam, especially in comparison to Justice Winslow.
Every time I look at Justice Winslow, including last night, I think, yes, there's something there, but shouldn't there be more?
He's a good player, but he's just a role player. Adebayo is a different.
I thought he was
going
to be more. Yeah. Oh, well, Adebayo.
Yeah.
Was,
so did they?
He's yeah. Last year's Siakam. He's like a poor man's Siakam. He's same motor, incredible motor, can guard anybody. He guarded Russell Westbrook the other night. And then he's guarding, you know, centers. He's so versatile defensively. Really fun to watch. He's very, you're right, very, very
and, I mean, Winslow is versatile defensively, too. He's just not an electric type. I mean, he has moments for sure. But,
look out. A good motor.
Look out for the Miami Heat because Pat Riley is back.
Yeah, he is back. I could hear you vomiting in your esophagus a little bit there, Windhorst. You're like, ugh, Pat Riley. Bleh.
So yeah, I get it.
This is one thing you should look out for tonight, though, Leroy. This has been this has been a big difference with the home and road when you talk about the young guys.
Mm-hmm.
So Tyler Hero, 3-point shooting on the road, 33%.
Okay.
Home, 53%.
Okay.
Duncan Robinson, shooting on the road, 37%. Very good. Home, 52%.
Okay, but
their
but,
shooting
but,
isn't like those two. Those guys' shooting is insane so far at the American Airlines.
We're putting that on
Kendrick Nunn. Road 30%. Home 45%.
We're putting that on just the young guys. Pull a random guy up from another roster on another team. Everybody's like that. Everybody plays better at home. So just to say, oh, it's only happening with the Heat, it's happening with every team.
No, but those are huge swings. Like, that's over 50%.
Okay, again, pull up any random player. A random role player for any other team. Somebody told me Bam, Texter chimes in. And I was like, oh, I can see that. Bam is Draymond Green.
I don't agree.
No?
I don't agree. I think Why he has not? Better moves.
You think he's more fluid? He's more athletic?
Yeah.
Okay, but I'm just saying where the game is. Where if he ended up being
also
that,
plays just more athletic, plays above the rim more.
Right. No. Agreed. He has, but when you say, oh, he's 6'9", 6'10", he can handle the ball.
The only comparison I really see with it is
the defensive end,
the versatility on defense. But okay. I don't really see a lot of that on offense. I think that Bam's got more to him. I just do. We'll be back with more. We'll get your headlines next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.